boom, boom, boy.
Virgin Radio 104.4 Morning. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show.
I've got your wedding car.
You got my what?
I've got your wedding car sorted.
Oh, Rossi's already planning the wedding. It's Rossi the wedding planner. Yeah. We are a pretty amazing morning. Thank you to everyone that's already been involved. I was in Jordan over the weekend, or sorry, yesterday, to do an amazing interview with the cast of Aladdin. By the way, the movie, wow. You are going to love it. It's out in about 2 weeks. Everyone does such a great role. The cast is amazing. Guy Ritchie really did this well. Get ready for it. Great family one. Great, obviously, for the kids. But if you're an adult, you're going to love it.
Of course.
Aladdin in theaters. Thank you to the guys from Disney here in the Middle East. Thank you to the international guys at Disney. And thank you to Will Smith's team. Because along with that, if you missed it, I proposed to Brianna, my girl. With Will Smith. He helped me do the proposal, like, to the point where he was there as I got on my knees.
Yes.
I'm not posting the official video yet. There will be a video. Will Smith's, he'll post that on his Facebook and Instagram, I've been told. So that will come out. I am posting some stuff on my stories, though. So if you go to Instagram, just go to my personal Instagram, Chris Fade. We'll put some on Virgin as well, Virgin Radio DXB. But if you want to see the ring, if you want to see the stuff like that.
Gorgeous, so gorgeous good. Ring, by the way. Well
okay, should we just start off by talking about, let's ask questions about the ring, Sheena. First of all, can we talk about the ring? Like,
yeah,
the cut of the ring?
Yeah.
What is it?
The shape of it.
Yes. Like, tell me the details about the ring.
I think it's an oval diamond.
Okay.
So, Brianna had given me, like, little hints here and there.
And is it like, exactly what she wanted?
Exactly. Got it to a T. Can I say...
It's got diamonds on the band, actually. I've
it's
noticed.
Gorgeous. It does.
Can I say... It's a rather large diamond. I got it made here, and there's a great jeweler, and I paid for this. I just want to let you guys know that the ring's been paid for. But can I say, I only knew I needed the ring 4 days before he had... Like, he made this ring.
Yeah.
Like, he, Aussie Mike's Dubai. If you need a jeweler, go see the guy.
Yeah.
Because within 4 days, I told him I needed, because I got the A-OK from Will Smith's people. Because I wasn't going to propose in Jordan if Will Smith wasn't going to be a part of it. I was actually going to propose in New York, and I'm there in 3 weeks.
Ah.
So that's where it was going to happen. But I called him up. I said, bro, I need the ring. He flipped it within 4 days for me. So
amazing.
Thank you so much. Honestly, guys, thank you so much.
Can we ask the question?
What?
How many carats?
No. That's private.
You don't
matter.
Have to answer. Rossi, just be quiet.
3.2.
What? Do not tell her to live.
What? Hello, lady.
3.2.
Do not tell her.
Everyone's throwing money in the air. I threw the money in the air, yep.
Do not tell us.
Okay, so just two. Can we just say the standard that
Rossi,
has been set this
Rossi's
morning?
Rossi's angry.
He's angry.
Rossi,
yeah. The standard,
angry.
Sheena. It's ridiculous. Men listening right now are holding their head in their hands. Women listening right now are turning to their men saying, see what Chris did? He got Will Smith to help propose and he got a 3.2 carat ring. What are you doing?
Uh-oh.
That's what's happening right
now. No,
life
I don't want it
Chris.
To be like that. This is not the way that... No, like, listen, obviously I've got... I've got connection.
Red.
Yeah, what?
Crying Listen, this morning, blushing.
I want one at a time.
I want it to be a wow ring.
Yeah.
It's
so
beautiful.
I've been saving and I've been working really hard. And if there's one, I would rather the money go to her. And can I tell you, she didn't care what ring it was. And that's what I loved.
Of course.
Honestly, no, like she cared. How
no, no,
it
no,
was.
What I'm saying, of course she doesn't care. What I'm saying is it's not about the number. It's not about the 3.2. I mean, it's beautiful, 3.2. Oof. But what I'm saying
is... I think it might be
3.1.
I may have exaggerated the point there.
But the point is it's a beautiful ring no matter what carat or whatever it is, as long as it's there.
If you want to see it, it's on the stories. I put it on my stories, Chris Fade.
If you haven't met Brianna, she's, as you say, she doesn't care.
She's the coolest.
She's like a really chilled person who's not fazed by who Chris Fade is, if you will. But she's normal, isn't she?
Rossi, you had a question to ask Chris, right?
Yeah, about her father, because you met him about 6 months ago when you were in LA.
Not that wasn't the first time I've met him before.
Yeah, I know that. But we asked you if you'd ask, you know, if you can take her hand in marriage.
Did
yeah,
you?
But, yeah, we did say that. Oh, Brianna's up.
Oh, let's go!
Crazy Russian boss, I think he'll be cool with this.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all going so well.
Yeah, we were on time. I spoke to her father and said, when we were all driving in the car when I was in LA earlier this year, and I said to him, hey, I'm just going to let you know that I'm going to be taking your...
I'm going to let
you
know.
Like that?
Of course.
No, you should have said,
do you mind? No, I said, you know, I'm going to let you know that I'm going to propose to the Brianna this year. You just want to make sure you're okay with it.
That's such the Chris Fade way.
I'm not going to ask permission.
You have to ask permission.
No, I'm not asking permission. I need to. Boy. We're
just
both adults.
Let you know, I'm going to take her off of you.
No. What?
He did in a way.
Right? So, but listen, if Nushi and Kiki ever bring a guy back,
yeah,
you better be asking permission 100 times.
So,
to
why
me.
Didn't you ask permission then?
That is such a Chris thing
like,
to do.
I don't know.
He's like, listen, I know
I'm Lebanese.
Yeah, it's like the Arab
actually,
man.
There's
yeah.
a story.
It's like, I know.
No, I did ask. I was respectful.
Yeah.
Baby, we're on the radio, babe.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Thank you.
Can I, babe, we've got honestly thousands of messages coming in. Like, I don't know if your Instagram's blown up, but everyone's just so happy.
It is. I'm seeing all the love and the congratulations. Thank you, guys.
So
thank you so much.
Brianna, fiance of Chris Fade, we've heard Chris talk about it all. How do you feel? How are you feeling?
Well, tip me now, but when it happened, I think I'd like all of yesterday, I was just in shock. It was the most surreal thing. I did not expect it at all. I mean, I knew... You know, it was going to happen eventually. I think we all did, but yeah. I had no idea it was going to happen yet, you know, yesterday. Yeah. But it was the best. It was the best day.
So when I, because we had you up on the roof in Jordan and you thought you were having a meet and greet with Will Smith, right? That's all you thought, yeah. right?
Yeah. So I was up. Yeah. So they're like, okay, you know, this is a very private meet and greet. And I was literally the only one up there. And, you know, one of the staff, they're just super nice to me. And she was just trying to keep me, you know, cool and asking me what I need. And I was like, you know, she's being too nice to me. and then I just saw Will Smith. The first person I saw, you know, coming to the door was Will. And he was like power walking towards me. I was like, whoa, this is a bit intense.
Yeah. Will was like running towards like, yo, how you there? She is. And like, it was, I think Brianna was just like, why is Will running towards me?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then he did the selfie with you and then you saw me on my knee behind you.
Yeah. And yeah. I was in shock at that point. It was an amazing, amazing time and amazing. Like the whole, I mean, whoever, you know, was behind it, you know, they did a good job of obviously keeping it a secret and, you know, all the people at the end that were there on the roof. I didn't even see them all, you know, at that time, but looking back at the photos and the videos, there's so many people there.
Yeah, there was, right? There was like 25 people on the roof at the time, like, but there was no one there 10 seconds prior. It was just like this show.
Right.
And Brianna was like, all these people knew. I'm like, yeah, baby, all these people knew. They did such a great job. Again, thank you to Disney. Thank you to the Aladdin team. Thank you to Will Smith's team. They made it so special for both of us. Baby, I love you so much. I love you so much, so much, so much.
I love you too.
And I look forward to spending the rest of my life with you, okay?
Yay.
I want more kids, you know, I want more kids.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. More babies.
Okay.
More babies, all right?
Okay.
Just seven more.
Steady on.
Love you so much, all right?
I love you too.
You wake up and I'll talk to you later today, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, you like the ring? Do you like the Raskin? Do you like the ring?
I love it. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes, it's definitely my type.
But as long as I'm your type as well, honey.
Yeah.
Bye, baby.
Okay, bye, guys. Right,
bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, well done. What
that's a way to future Mrs. Fahad to be.
There it is. All right.